Good morning, church. How's everybody doing this morning? I hope you're doing good. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to be in His house this morning. One of the things, by the way, my text scripture this morning is right there. And I'm going to read it here in a little bit, but if they wouldn't care to leave it up there, which I think they do, we're going to read. That's where we're going to be at this morning. I'll let you turn there. But I'm going to continue on with the series this morning that I started here a couple weeks ago. It's about the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room, last week I talked about probably the biggest and baddest elephant in the room, which was addiction. This week I'm going to be talking about maybe one of the elephants in the room that maybe, you know what, you might have it in your life and you may not, but you might have it there and you may not even realize you have it. It's the elephant of ingratitude. And I'm going to be talking about that. We've heard a lot here this morning about being thankful. And I'm going to go down some different paths here with you this morning, Lord willing, with the Lord's help, and we'll see how we go with this. You may be thinking up here this morning, you know, you're one of them wild-eyed evangelistical preachers, aren't you, Dave? I said, yeah, I am. I believe every word of God. I believe the Bible to be the truth. And you know what? And you've heard me say this, and I don't say this with arrogance, because I believe it. I won't back down from what the Word of God says. I will not do that. I believe every word of it. And I want to give you a little analogy of that. Now, if you know why I believe that we need to believe every word, every bit of the Word of God. If you were here this morning and you had a headache and I had a bottle of pills and I said, I've got a pill here that'll take care of your headache. I've got two of them in this bottle and the rest of them, those poison. And I give you the bottle. Would you take anything out of that bottle? I'm going to ask you seriously, would you? No. That's why I believe the Word of God has got to be truth. Because we have got to believe every bit of it. Because if we don't believe every bit of the Word of God, we might as well just shut the doors and just go on home. Because you know what? I'm up here preaching poison if I don't. And I'm not no snake oil salesman up here this morning. I believe I'm giving you the truth of God this morning whenever, Lord willing, whenever He gives it to me. So this morning I want to preach on the elephant of ingratitude. And as you can see, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning with the 4th verse. I'm going to go to the 9th verse with what I'm going to preach on here this morning. They have a couple of these up here, but let's just start there with the 4th verse of the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him in all utterance, in all knowledge. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The 4th verse says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I thank you for the mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. I thank you for the testimonies here this morning. I thank you for all the songs, Lord, for the teaching. We just want to praise you for everything. And Lord, we just want to ask you, Lord, to make sure in every one of our hearts that spirit of gratitude is there always for you, because you are the one that so rightly deserves it. And I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. I'm going to go to a lot of different scriptures this morning about ingratitude, but the first one that I want to start with is found in Romans, the 1st chapter, beginning with the 18th verse. If you want to go with me there, you can. Romans, the 1st chapter, the 18th verse. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Now I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I am thankful for my church people here this morning. Why? Because I'm here to tell you, I know that you are intelligent people. I know that you are smart people. I know that. I will say this to anybody. I have one of the most intelligent church bunch that I've ever been around, that know the Bible, that know different things in this world. I mean, I know that. And I know that if I went around and asked you that you believe God is God and that God created everything. Am I right? I know that. Let's go on now and read some more. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Now this is what I want you to get. Neither were thankful. But because vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God unto an image made like corruptible men and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And I want to stop right there. You may be dealing with somebody that says, give me evidence that there is a God. I want evidence that there is a God. I haven't seen him. I have never seen him. Why doesn't he just show himself to us? Then I will believe. All he has to do is come down here and show himself and I will believe. I'm here this morning to tell you he shows himself every day. He is showing himself when you get up in the morning and you look out the window and you look at this world that we live in, God is showing himself every single day. You know, seeing is believing. Praise God. Amen. Seeing is believing. Exactly. And I believe that whenever I get up, whenever I put my clothes on, whenever I walk out the door, when I get up and see the face of my wife, when I see my grandchildren, when I see the grass, when I see the trees, when I see the birds and the bees and the crickets and the oceans, I believe with all my doubt that there is a God. You see, the trouble with their train of thought sometimes is God has already revealed himself to them. He has already revealed himself to them. But they are so blinded by what this world teaches and by what goes on out there that they could not see God. You know what? They can't see God all around us. You can't see the forest for the trees. Am I right? That's all good and well, but what's that got to do with ingratitude? Well, the Bible says this, if you read a little farther down, it tells you, for the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, and being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power of the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, I want you to understand that. They are without excuse. One day, we all stand before God. We will all stand before a just and a righteous God. And God is telling me and you, just because you can't see me out here, you're not willing to see me, you're still going to be without excuse because I am there and I'm showing myself to you every day. Because that when they knew God, they've glorified him not as God. And this is the point that I want to say about ingratitude. And neither were thankful. They were neither thankful. Even though God is showing them every day, there's no gratitude towards that. They are unthankful because they do not see the things of God. We just had a funeral the other day, and Regina read a poem of Ed's. What was the name of that poem again, Regina?
The Little Things.
The Little Things that Ed had wrote. You know what? I praise God that he shows us the little things every day. He does. And if you cannot see them, guess what? The Bible tells me that you are unthankful. And that ingratitude is the elephant in your room if you cannot see them. When we look around us and see all that God has created, when we see all that he has made for us, everything, from those single-celled organisms, everything, like bacteria and blue-green algae, all those little things that you see out there, to human beings and everything in between. And if you can't see God in every bit of it, this is that wild-eyed evangelist telling you, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you if you cannot see that. Whether you believe it or not, you're unthankful. Whether they believe it or not, whether they want to admit it or not, they are unthankful because the God of this universe has revealed it to them. And they are unthankful. You see, you're not giving God the credit he deserves. In Psalms 95, 4 and 6, his hands are in the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is also. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. You know what? If we cannot be thankful for anything else, I don't know what the world wants to, but if they cannot be thankful for anything else, they need to be thankful for what God has given us and the life that He gives us, the water, the air, everything that He gives us. I was listening to Greg's teaching there last week when he was talking about this earth. I believe the earth is tilted on 23.5 degree axis. I don't know. I've not looked this up, so don't skin me if I'm telling you wrong. I believe the axis is something like that. Do you realize that if the axis was up any more, that the biggest part of this earth would be uninhabitable? Do you realize that? The next time you complain about winter and spring and summer, just remember, God has placed that in place to where us as human beings, His creation, and all the animal life has a place to live here on this earth and live because we are just the right tilted the right distance, the whole nine yards. Look at it. Read about it. Read about this earth. I'm here to tell you this morning, it didn't just happen. There is an intelligent being, and that's my God. I believe that this morning. And if this world can't see it, they are unthankful. Ingratitude rules their life. If you don't recognize and believe you have a, if you're that, they have a big elephant of ingratitude in their lives. That elephant in the room of ingratitude can lead you to so much more. And I'm not going to get into it, but if you read down through the rest of Romans, if you read down through the rest of Romans, the first chapter, and I want you to read it by yourself sometime, because there are those out there that want to question God's Word. This is God's Word. This is not just this preacher up here standing. But the last verse of the first chapter of Romans says this, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I'm here to tell you this morning that that elephant in the room of ingratitude out here in the world has started us down a path that, you know what, will only be corrected one day whenever Jesus comes back to get His church and judgment is made. The elephant is very easy to see. We look at this scripture that I've talked about right so far this morning. That is very easy sometimes to see, is it not? We can see how the world doesn't give God the credit. We can see that. We can hear that. That's pretty easy to see sometimes. But this is only one type of the elephant of ingratitude that I want to talk about this morning. You may be sitting here this morning not even knowing that the elephant of ingratitude is in your life this morning. And I'm talking to people here in this church. It can be very difficult to see at times. It can. It can be very difficult to see. When you hear words like ungrateful and ingratitude, what pops up in your mind? When you hear that, what an ungrateful brat. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Have you ever heard it? That's not very complimentary, is it? It's not. And we don't want to hear that sometimes, especially when it comes to us. You know what? Ingratitude is the act of not exhibiting or expressing the gratefulness you have for the blessings that you have. That's what it is. Now, I want to say that again, the act of not exhibiting or expressing. Did you get that? You may feel it in here, but what God is wanting is for it to come out of here sometimes. It's what he's wanting. The story was told, and I looked this up this week. I like this story. Have you anybody ever heard of Brock Buckland? Anybody ever heard of him? Brock Buckland died over in Iraq, and I think it was like 2003 during Iraqi Desert Storm. It might have been later than that. But they brought his remains home, and they flew him in to O'Hare Airport. And whenever they got ready to land, the pilot announced over the plane was full. He announced over the plane, "We have an American hero with us, Corporal Brock Buckland, who passed away, and we got his remains on the plane. And we will be landing, and what we would like to ask for everybody on the plane to do is that whenever we land, to please stay in honor of him, just please stay on the plane. So whenever he gets off, his wife was there, his son was there, and he had a twin brother that was there. So we can honor him." Well, the plane landed. They took the corporal off to the side. And lo and behold, 50% of the people on the plane or better got off the plane, just walked off just as soon as the plane landed. It was the last flight. It was the last flight of the day. And they didn't have to get off because they were missing a plane. And I'm not judging all of them because I don't know what it was. But I'm here to tell you, you know what? You see, most of the people on that plane, I believe, had the elephant of ingratitude in their lives. And if you would ask them, they'd say, I'm thankful for what they do. If you would ask any of them, all of them, they would say, I am so thankful for what our military does. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. But yet, what they may have maybe been feeling in their heart, they didn't express it. They got off and they walked off. Busy, busy lives, busy schedule can have all of us, everybody, not seeing the forest for the trees sometimes. Am I right? They can have all of us that way. If you look through the Bible with any regularity, you'll see the importance that God has placed on gratitude. Look through the Bible. You will see the importance of what God places on gratitude in our lives. As a matter of fact, I want to say this morning, I believe it's of the utmost importance to God that we show our gratitude. Do you not believe that? That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? I believe it's the most important issue to God, matter of fact. I believe it's one of the most, if not the most important issue to God. I contend that it's at the top of the food chain, actually. And I will give you some scripture here in a little bit that I believe will back that up. In the scripture, God talks about us, about a lot of things. He talks about forgiveness. He talks about hope. God talks about the need to serve. The scripture talks about helping those that are less fortunate. It goes right on down the line and talks about all these things. And all of them are very important. Don't get me wrong this morning. It is of importance, all these things. But it could be argued that there's nothing more important, nothing of a higher priority to God than for people to be grateful and thankful for what He has done in our lives. Would you agree with me on that this morning? Not only to be thankful and grateful in the heart, not only to have it here, but to express it here. Let the redeemed of the Lord, what? Say so. Amen? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This is how important I think it is. If you check out Psalm 69 and 30 and 31, you can turn there or just read along with me if you just and it says this in 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And 31 is one of them verses where you may just skip over, but it says this will please the Lord better than an ox and a bullock that has horns and has hoofs. You might have passed right over that. But you know what he's saying? You know how important it was for those people back then to make sacrifice with those bullocks and those oxes with horns and hoofs? I know we live in 2017. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the sacrifice for us. How important was praise? And I still think it's important today. Back then it was this important. That you know what? David made it a point to say, God would rather have praise and he would rather have thanksgiving from his people than all the bulls and oxes that you could sacrifice. He would rather have that. Yes, David is saying the things God likes better than animal sacrifice is for us to be thankful. He wants you to be thankful in your heart this morning, and not only in your heart, he wants you to be able to tell to people this today. He wants you to be able to your mouth to open up and the praise of God comes out of it. Being thankful is the utmost importance to God, is of the utmost importance to him. It's serious to God. And what matters to God better have matter to us as well. Am I right? If it matters to God, if God went as far as to put it in his word that we need to be thankful and that we need to praise him, listen, that's of the utmost importance. If it mattered to him, why should it not matter to us, his creation? Paul understood this as well when he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I believe that you need to mark this scripture in yellow because in your Bible, I want to tell you why I believe that. I can tell you there are very few scriptures in the Bible that are as crystal clear as this one is. If you want, I've had people come to me and ask, "Dave, what's the will of God for me? What's the will of God for me in my life? What is it? Should I do this? Should I do that?" The Bible right here tells you what the will of God is for you in your life. Do you understand that? When it says, "In everything give thanks," what's this going to say? "For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ," doing what? "Concerning you." In everything, give thanks. That's the will of God for you in your life. Amen?
Amen, sir.
Paul is telling anyone that will listen. Anyone that will listen. Giving thanks to God in all circumstances is the will of God. That is the will. Now let me ask you, have you done this, or is that the elephant in the room for you this morning? Are you able to give thanks to God in all circumstances this morning? Are you able to say that this morning? I battled that. You understand that? I'm a human being, and I have battled that. But listen, when I read that scripture, I know that's the will of God for me. That's the will of God for you, Doug. That's the will of God for everybody in this church here this morning. That we are able to give thanks to him in all circumstances. Man, is that hard? Is that not hard? He didn't say, "I'm thankful for most things." Did you see that there? It didn't say, "I'll be thankful for most things." It doesn't say that I'll be thankful for some things. It says, "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God." I want to tell you something. That could be a big elephant holding you back this morning. It's held me back. It's an elephant that's in my room sometimes. And you know what? That thing sometimes is right there, and I'm overlooking it because you know why? I'm thinking, you know what? Yeah, God, it really doesn't mean it. Yes, it does. It means that, to give thanks. Not letting you grow in the Lord. That elephant may not be letting you grow, may not be able to. Maybe you're not able to get closer to God because of that elephant in the room. Like I said a little while ago, sometimes an elephant can be very difficult to recognize in our own lives. You know that? We're good about saying, "Well, yeah, I think Belinda's got that elephant." You know what? I think she does. Yeah, I think Greg's got it. But you know what? It's so hard to see it in our own lives. We're good about seeing it. Remember what I told you the first time I started this series? I said, whenever we're looking for elephants, do me a favor and look at the ones in your own life. Don't try to put a leash on somebody else's elephant and get it up here. Get the leash on yours and get it up here. "Thou hypocrite, first take the beam," or the log, that's what it's talking about, "out of thine own eye. Then thou shalt see clearly to take the speck," or the sawdust, "out of thy brother's eye." Amen? You may be saying here this morning, "I've got a grateful heart. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm grateful. I'm truly thankful for what I have. I have thankful thoughts. But let me reiterate, this elephant can be very hard to detect in your life sometimes, especially on that train of thought. There can be a massive elephant of gratitude in your life this morning, and you can't see it. You cannot see it at all, because it's almost impossible to see when we look in the mirror. I want to tell you a little story here. What if, I'm going to talk to you wives here a minute. What if you went and cooked a nice supper for your family, and you got everything ready, the table set, and you yell and say, "Hey, it's time to come and eat. I fixed a good supper for you all. Come on and eat." Well, the dad's in there watching a ball game, and one of the children is on their cell phone, and the other one's playing a game, and they reluctantly come down to eat. And the television's right there where you can watch it. And the dad and the mom says, "Well, why don't you turn that off?" And he says, "Okay, I'll make a great sacrifice. I'll just mute it." But he turns it to where he can still watch it. And he's eating. And the one child that's on the cell phone, in between bites, he's texting. And the other one's wolfing down his food because he wants to get back to a game. Well, they all hurriedly eat. They're all done, and they get up and they go back to their whatever they were doing. No one says a word about the supper. No one says a word about anything. And they leave the mom, and rightfully so, the mom gets upset. And she starts cleaning up the mess and starts slamming the pots and the husband, of course, will say the stupidest thing that a husband can say, "What's the matter?" Amen? Okay. What's the mom feel like? Does she feel like she's appreciated? Does she feel like there's gratitude there? But I guarantee if you go ask that husband, if you go ask him kids, "Oh yeah, we love her. We love her. She does this, she does that." If you don't tell her, if you don't show it, how does they know? We say, "Well, God's there." Listen, God wants you to tell it. God wants you to show it. Maybe you have that elephant in the room that you have an inability to stand up and try to praise God for what God has done. Maybe you feel that, you know what, God should know. Listen to me, God does know. But God wants you to get up out of once in a while and praise Him and lift your voice and let the world know that you are thankful. That you are thankful. I'll tell you something else. All my years of being a pastor, and again, I told you last week, it's been a while, being a preacher and a pastor, I've had people confess a lot of things. I've had people confess about lying, stealing, infidelity. I mean, you can just go right on down the line. I've never had one person come to me and say, "Pastor, I've got this problem of ingratitude. I'm just an ingratitude full of mess is what I am." I've never had that. Why? Because it's hard for us to admit that we are not thankful and that we'd have an elephant of ingratitude in our lives. It's hard. I'm here this morning to tell you, it may not be easy to see, but you know what? You know if you have that here this morning. I'm going to ask them to come and get a song. And I want to ask you this morning, is that elephant in your room this morning? Is that elephant in your life? Because if it is, here we are, 2017. Let's get it out of there. Let's put the leash on it. Let's get it up here. Let's put it at this altar this morning. And let's say, "God, I am thankful for you. And guess what? I want the world to know it, and I want everybody to know it this morning.